Hi, I'm Justin Wink, PhD, and you're listening to the Engineering Emotions and Energy Podcast. Are you ready to bust burnout, pursue your passion, have more time, money, energy, and relationships you actually love, including the relationship with yourself? If so, then this podcast is for you. I'm a best-selling author, coach, consultant, speaker, and a leader in transforming people's lives from living in fear, obligation, and guilt to living a life of joy, ease, and love. What's most important is that I can teach you all this in a way that's enjoyable, easy, fast, and can actually last. Let's begin.
Welcome to the show. Today, I am talking about the two things that are keeping you from having anything you want in your life, and they are not what you think. And I'm bringing this episode today from Tulum, Mexico. This is my last stop before I head back to the United States. I've been to Costa Rica, lots of places in Costa Rica. Recently just got back from the Lake Atitlan area of Guatemala. And so today I'm going to be talking about a lesson learned, something I already knew, but I really saw in practice in the Guatemala area, where I was in that area for about 12 nights. So a big part of going there was for an amazing retreat that was 6 nights. We're working with emotions and getting over shame and desires. And this is actually the second time I've done this retreat. And I was actually an assistant, which was an incredible opportunity to not only participate, but to be able to support the environment, the other people going through for the first time, and getting to see a lot of what goes on behind the scenes at a really large retreat. And I'm like, oh, yeah. So don't be surprised if I'm offering some retreats or being involved in other retreats more in the future. And if that's something you're curious about, feel free to contact me. And I do want to thank you for listening to the podcast. And if you're not a subscriber already, go ahead, please subscribe, follow, and rate it 5 stars. It really does help out. And let somebody else know that you enjoy the show. And if you don't enjoy the show, let me know why. Send me something in the social media, the DMs at Justin Wink, PhD. Or email podcast@justinwink.com. So really awesome to be. I've never been to Lake Atitlan. I've never been to Guatemala. And if you're not familiar with Lake Atitlan, it's a really large lake surrounded by actually one active volcano, but several dormant volcanoes. And there's two that look like volcanoes that look like fucking volcanoes. Because there's times you can go places and they're like, that's a volcano. You're like, that just looks like a lump on the land. But the thing with volcanoes is they're very, very steep. And so all the land around Lake Atitlan is incredibly steep. And it makes it all very difficult to build roads. And so the main way they get around this is they just haven't built roads. And you might be going like, Justin, what does this have to do with what I want? And I promise you, I will get there. This is going somewhere. So they don't have roads. So there's at least one point of entry to drive down. That's how I got there. But after that, a lot of it is through boat. They move people, goods, everything by boat. And also, since these villages that are surrounding the lake have been there probably before the car, you know, hundreds of years, who knows how long. So they were designed for human traffic, not for cars and not for heavy machinery. And so it was very sort of disconcerting initially when I got to my first hotel in this little village of San Marcos, La Laguna. I learned on Google Maps, it's very important to add the La Laguna because there's other San Marcos that is nowhere near Lake Atitlan. And the driver's like, yep, here's where I'm dropping you off. You want to go down that alleyway and about 10 minutes with your luggage. I'm like, oh, okay. And it was the daytime, so it wasn't not too bad. But it's literally only wide enough for, you know, two humans to go side by side, pass each other or side by side. And at night, some of these alleyways are very creepy because sometimes they're completely boxed in. You know, there was one next to my second hotel after the retreat where the walls on either side of the alleyway were probably 10 feet on each side. And there was a little like almost chicanery style where it's like you go in and then it goes left and it's about a 20-foot segment and goes right. So it's really a confined, it's just like right out of a scary movie type of thing. Yet, you know, it's more me bringing that in. I always felt very safe. I've always felt like things were great. which is very different compared to often when I walk around random places in the U.S. This feeling of physical safety is really quite amazing. But why am I sharing this is because, well, if the car can't even drop me off at the hotel, then how does building supplies, how does food, how does everything get to where the hotel was? Like, how was the hotel built? And I got to see very well how things are built. Humans just carry the things in. And so the final day, I'm, you know, seeing guys just with rock and other building materials, cinder blocks on, just put them on their back and they just, you know, walk 10 minutes with these and then they drop it off. It's just human carry. So these pathways, they're not even big enough for animals. Because I don't know if you remember my Chiripo trip up in Costa Rica, but there was a trail that they had horses to help pack things up and down the trail. Whereas in Guatemala, the trails, the pathways, the alleyways, they're not even big enough for animals to help. So it's all human powered. And, you know, this is one thing in the village where, yeah, okay, there at least is a road. But the place where I did the retreat, this was this beautiful retreat center. It's only accessible by boat. And it is built alongside this really steep cliff. And the room I was staying on, it was about a 10-minute walk from the base of the property to the top of the property. And everything that was used to build that was brought over by boat and then carried by people to build, you know, so we're talking concrete, we're talking wood, we're talking, you know, all the furniture hand carried up this hill that for me, just walking, I'm like, boy, I barely want to bring my luggage. In fact, I didn't bring my luggage up or back. They just do it for you. They know that tourists are not going to want to do that. But just bringing my backpack and other things, I'd be like tired, winded. And it's like, okay, how is this possible? Like, usually we're like, oh, things are so difficult. It's so hard for me to get what I want. Yet somebody wanted to build an amazing, these amazing resorts, these amazing villas on the side of this spectacular lake with views of volcanoes. And it dawned on me like how anything is possible, how these were created. And I'm like, if these can be created with these two things, then you can create anything you want in your life. I can create a thing in my life. Anyone can create anything. And it just, you know, it's like, sometimes we know things, but then we get reminded, we get these reminders. And this experience was what reminded me of what these two things are. And you might be going like, well, Justin, it's just money. Like somebody's just got the money to pay these people. Yet a lot of these places, you know, the villages, a lot of these other things have been there for hundreds of years where their concept of money was probably dramatically different. So it's not the money. You might go, well, Justin, it's the capabilities. People are just more capable of lifting things and they have the endurance. They've been doing it a lifetime. And it's not capability. It's sure as fuck is not certification. Whatever you want to do, it doesn't matter if you have a sort of, you know, it's possible that you might acquire a certification along the way to get something that you want, but a certification is not going to just give you what you want. These two things are what's going to give you what you want. And if you want to know what those two things are, first thing is vision. And the second thing is commitment to that vision. So the first thing, we're talking vision. It's you got to know what it is you want to create. So somebody is like, I want to create a beautiful retreat center on Lake Atitlan with this beautiful, beautiful up the mountainside. I mean, I've been to a lot of retreat centers. I've been to a lot of places in the world, and this world-class accommodations, world-class retreat spaces, world-class yoga studios, just, and the food, phenomenal dining, it was all vegetarian. I usually enjoy meat with every meal just about. And the food was so good that I was able to just go a week without really missing having meat with my meals. And so someone had a vision that like, this is what they want to create. But that alone is not going to be enough. The second thing is the commitment to that vision that no matter what, I'm going to follow through and make this vision a reality. It doesn't matter what might be in the way or what might come up or what the timelines are. Because I'm sure there were challenges along the way. In fact, even when we first got there, there's a yoga platform that has a beautiful view of the volcanoes across the lake. And we were told that one is closed because during a storm, it minorly collapsed. And so it needed repairs. And then even during the retreat, I was a leader of a small pod of about five other people where each morning we would discuss, you know, how things were going with the retreat, things like that. And my location, we got met there for 2 days. And then the third day, there's a little rope saying this area is closed off. And it's like, what? Why is this closed off? And then I look up and I notice that there's a tree that had fallen over and had fallen blocking the pathway. And it also fallen on the little on top of the palapa where we were meeting underneath. It didn't destroy the palapa, but they needed to, you know, cut the tree down, rearrange things, fix the pathway. So shit comes up. But it's, if you're committed to the vision, whatever comes up, however it comes up, you're like, I'm going to find a way because this vision is what matters the most to me. And so if you have vision and you have commitment, anything else will just get figured out. And this really is a big part of like letting go of the expectation of it has to be done my way or the highway, which is something that I've recognized in myself. And I see it in so many people. There was one woman I met at the retreat and she was talking about her experience with coaches and how often she just gets so annoyed when somebody says something in a certain way. If they go like, I have some advice for you. She said that she really hated that immediately would turn her off. Yet she found the way that I spoke to her to be very at ease. I wasn't even trying to coach, but she's just like, you know, you say things and they just land for me and they work for me, which it's great to get the compliment. But I'm also thinking of like probably 98% of people that start with, I've got some advice for you is probably complete shit and garbage. But that 2% that could be a life changer, like it's completely discounted when it's, I want it the way I want it, when I want it. Yet if we have a vision and we're committed, whatever is going to support that vision, you're going to be like, yeah, bring me that. Let me take that in. Yes, that's helpful. I'm glad this came into my life. And when there's something that's in the way, it's going to be like, well, I guess this is hard, or this isn't going the way I want, or I don't like this, so I better just give up. It's all about, okay, well, how can I move forward? How do I continue moving? How do I continue making my vision a reality, even if there's this, what might seem an insurmountable obstacle at the time? The big tree fell down in the path, can't get there. You don't just focus on what's in the way, you focus on, well, what are the opportunities to get around, to get above, to get through, to get under, to get over? And that's why it's so important to have a vision and then to be committed to it. And I'm really committed to my vision of creating a coaching practice, a teaching practice that enables people like you and other people that you care about to live a life that is fulfilling, joyful, easeful, and filled with love. Get out of the fear, obligation, and guilt that maybe you've been stuck in or seen people stuck in. Like those, it's not necessary. It's not necessary. You can just do things because it's like, this is excites me. This vision lights me up. I can't wait to bring this into the world. And not to say that it's going to be easy, not that there's not going to be obstacles and it's not going to take some effort, like the effort of, you know, the many men and women that carry things up these hills, the sides of Lake Atitlan to, you know, build, to maintain, to nourish, keep things going. There are going to be challenges. There's going to be work, yet it doesn't have to be that hard work, drudgery of got to do it or else I don't know what's going to happen. It's doing it because I'm excited of what's possible, what this is going to bring. And so I'd really like to ask you, do you have a vision? Do you know what that is? And if not, maybe you're like, well, how do I get a vision? And I'd really like to suggest my book, Engineered to Love, Going Beyond Success to Fulfillment. I've got some phenomenal exercises, stories from my life of finding that vision. And then it's the commitment to how are you going to make it happen? And it really is as simple as going, I'm going to just keep finding ways, I'm going to be open, and I'm not going to rest until this vision becomes a reality. And when there's that, and you can allow that vision to become a reality with joy, ease, and love, that's also where there's lots of exercises in my book. And that's a lot about what this podcast is about. And if you're really wanting to accelerate, you know, all of this, the figuring out the vision and figuring out how to make it come to fruition, like faster with more ease, that's where my small group training and my one-on-one, I don't have anything planned, but you just contact me, Justin Wink, PhD on the socials. You can email me podcast@justinwink.com and I can let you make sure you know what's coming up, or we can figure out how to work one-on-one, because life's too short to just be going around in circles, not having a vision and waiting for something outside to tell you, because there's plenty of people that are going to be happy to tell you what to do and how to do it, because those people have a vision, but their vision might not be in your best interest, and it might not be aligned with the vision you're meant to create. It's going to light your heart up. It's going to let you feel like you're living your dream, living your purpose, and bringing that into the world. And it's one of those, I love more and more what I do. I'm here sitting in Tulum, Mexico, where it is fucking hot and humid. I'm understanding why it's the low season, because it's not comfortable being out and about, but I'm out here recording because I want to get this message to you, because I feel like it's so important, especially now more than ever, with so much uncertainty in the world. This is how you create the certainty, is it's your vision. Your vision for the world is what creates your world effectively. So with that, I'd love to hear, let me know, Justin Wink, PhD, on Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, TikTok, and then podcast, justinwink.com. Let me know, what is your vision? And if you're like, Justin, I don't have a vision, let me just say, Justin, I don't have a vision. I want to figure out my vision, and we can work something out. So it's been really great sharing. I've been really learning, growing myself along this trip. I had an amazing journey doing some cenote diving this weekend when I first got to Tulum. So I'll probably talk a little bit more about that in the next episode. So definitely encourage you to listen, subscribe, let people know. And I've been recording the video of these as well. So we'll probably start posting the videos of these as well at some point. And yeah, thank you so much. And with that, take care and good day.